Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When it's shipped to them and they receive it and they see a goddess name on it, automatically they're like, you know what? I'm not a size. I'm a goddess. A goddess embodies beauty. It embodies confidence, power, truth. There's so many things.
Oh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with one of my besties, Lexi Donato.
Hi everyone. Hey TK.
And so Lexi, you own a company called LDLA.
Yeah.
And it started off originally as a swimsuit brand and now it's expanding into lifestyle.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about it.
Yeah. So LDLA started about a year and a half ago and our whole mission was to create a swimwear line that inspired confidence in women. So it has numberless sizing. The sizes are the name of goddesses. It's eco-friendly. And it's body positive. So every swimmer has an imprint on it that says wonderfully made. And realistically, I knew when I was creating this that I wanted it to be much more than a brand. I wanted it to be a community. So we just launched a lifestyle sector with the premise being everyday things inspiring a life of confidence. So if you don't like swimming or you don't have the luxury of being near an ocean or a beach or a swimming pool, you can have access to our brand and our community through everyday things. I always wanted the brand to be inclusive and just expanding to lifestyle. Now even more people can experience the brand in just a different way.
Why did you call it LDLA? And why did you start the company?
The name I'll start with. LDLA stands for Lexi Donato Los Angeles, for those of you who don't know or were wondering. Really, I just love those standalone letters, and I thought it was really fun to have just something that said that. So for people that don't know, I love that because they're like, oh, LDLA, that is the brand.
It definitely rolls off your tongue.
Yeah, and I like that. But for those of the followers that do know, it's kind of fun because it's a name association. So kind of like DKNY. A lot of people don't know that's down at Cara, New York. It's just known as DKNY. Yeah. So I wanted the same kind of effect with LDLA. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor and like the main reason why I use it is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
I mean, same with technically TK's Juicy Pod.
Yeah. What is TK? Who knows?
People have been asking me that lately. I just met someone last night and she was like, so what's TK mean? And I was like, that's my name, Taylor King.
I love that. It's so fun when people ask too, because you're like, that's me.
I know. So how did you start the brand?
Well, it was inspired off of one instance when I was at a swimmer runway show. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was a publicist. And as I was watching the show.
And you're not from LA, right?
I'm not from LA. I'm from Pennsylvania.
I'm like
originally
acting like I don't
but
know
this runway show was in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And actually at one of our favorite places to go.
Where?
41 Ocean.
Shut up! Yeah. Oh so my god. I thrive at 41 Ocean.
We've had a lot of fun times at 41 Ocean.
Lexi's eyes got so big when she said it was about to say that.
Yeah. It was the pre-workout and tequila. My signature drink, as I like to say.
So you're at 41 Ocean. You're at
41 Ocean. The runway show was going on. It was sample size models. And I really felt God speak to me saying, Lex, this is what I want you to do.
Well, what was the show?
It was Chaos Swimwear.
It was a swim.
It was a swimwear runway show. And I was like, why? Why do you want me to do this? And then I found out the purpose behind that was I think God wanted me to create a space for women.
What do you mean? What do you mean God said that to you?
It was so weird. I've never had this happen to me before.
Like, you're not one of, like, explain to me, like, to people that are like, what the heck, this girl's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, please explain. Yeah. Please explain your background and, like, that was weird.
Yeah. I mean, I am a Christian, believe in God. Jesus is my homeboy. But I am not so, like, charismatic to be like, oh, God speaks to me all the time. That's not me. I feel like all of us at some point we're searching for answers and we're like, come on, speak to me. And you're like, okay, crickets are happening because God is not
that's
speaking
me.
To me.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like, what's my purpose, God?
Yo, check on the mic.
Is this my husband?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was just there and I wasn't expecting, I wasn't asking God to give me a sign or anything. And my body got chills and deep inside of me, I felt God say, this is what I want you to do. And so with something like that, all these questions went through my head and I'm like, well, why? What's the why in this? Also, how am I going to do this? Because right now I have a full-time job. God, if you wanted me to do this, that means I have to invest my life savings and quit my full-time job. And the swim market's already very saturated. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to go through that. And
it's not going to be easy.
It's not. Starting any company is not easy. And with this, I felt like there was more factors going against me than for me. And I mean, all those questions I had time after time, God was like, nope. Here's another open door for you to walk through, another open door to walk through. So
was there anything from the runway show? Like, what happened? Was there a model that walked down and then you're like, wow, I really love the way that looks on her. And then you felt God speaking. Like, did anything specific happen? Or it's just like you just remember?
It was nothing specific that I can recall. Nothing specific. It was just like a moment of feeling and like knowing.
Okay.
That.
So why?
God had put that on my heart.
Looking back on that, why do you think you were made to make this brand?
Oh my gosh. It has impacted so many people's lives. And
how so?
I didn't know the impact it would have. I get emails constantly of women and girls saying, hey, I could never wear a swimsuit or I never felt confident in a swimsuit. And now just because your message and how it fits and how I feel in it, my whole perspective of myself has changed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it even impacted one person, I would feel like I was fulfilling a purpose.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it time and time again. It's so cool to see. And I have so much more to do. LDLA has so much more to do. And I'm really excited for the future of all that. But even in a short amount of time, it's just encouraged people. It's inspired people. A lot of our messaging is about dreaming and like kind of going after those dreams. Like, there are no limits. And yes, we have failures as humans. Everyone fails, but it's like overcoming those failures and really believing in yourself and what you can do and like your potential, because it's beyond what you can even imagine.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
So can you explain kind of why do women feel so good in your suits? Like, what do they look like? Why are they different from other suits? Why do they impact people's
Yeah, so
like
the
that?
Material itself is super slimming. It's similar to Spanx, but less restricting. So when you put it on, it gives you a nice silhouette. And a lot of them are high waist. I also feel like when it's shipped to them and they receive it and they see a goddess name on it, mm-hmm. automatically they're like, you know what? I'm not a size. I'm a goddess. A goddess embodies beauty. It embodies confidence, power, truth. There's so many things that a goddess can be described as, and different goddesses have different attributes. And I think people, when they see that, they're like, oh, you know what? That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. And I can feel like that every day. And I can feel like that in my swim when I feel most insecure and that type of thing. So.
And swimwear is, I feel like, one of the most, it makes a lot of people feel insecure.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
Because it's vulnerable.
It's like, yeah, it's so vulnerable.
You're exposing a lot.
Yeah. It's like, who actually puts on a swimsuit and is like, damn, I'm hot. You know what I mean?
I think even those people you think
that
they think
would,
that,
they don't.
They feel
agree
completely the opposite.
So did you feel like it was your mission to like make women feel differently when they put on a swimsuit? Because
yeah.
I feel like it's like one of those things you're like, oh no, gotta go swimsuit shopping.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and summer's coming up.
And even though it was swimwear, I never wanted it to stop at swimwear. Even though they have it, and I was solely a swimwear company for, you know, the duration of my business so far, I wanted them to put it on, see it, read the messaging, but have that transcend into their everyday life
Got
as
it.
Well.
So what has been one of the most challenging things you've had to face with starting this business?
Figuring everything out. I mean, I come from a background of kind of PR communications in that realm. Mm-hmm. And there was so much that I just needed to figure out. Some things, like when you're developing a business, you're like, you didn't even know that you needed to know something.
Yeah.
So you're like, whoa, like fulfillment, or like I manufacture sustainably in Bali. So the fact that I had a manufacturer there, and then they have to quality control, which is something you have to do in factories, and then you have to send it somewhere to send to America to go through customs, and then someone in customs, you have to have a customs agent. You just can't pick it up from the airport. A wild array of things that you don't know you need to know, and you have to figure out, and there's going to be failures along the way. No business is perfect. A lot of business owners fail in their first or second business before they have a successful one. So it's just kind of, I mean, I've learned a lot and the journey has been super humbling. And now I feel like I'm at a point where it's like, I need to bring someone in to like consult and say like, how can I make this bigger? How can I impact more people and just reach more of the world with the message that we're bringing?
Completely. What about your business has surprised you?
I think how hard it is. I knew it was going to be hard, right? I think I would be a fool if I didn't think that building a business was going to be hard. I didn't know how hard it would be in every step of the way. I mean, it's a lot to just to market yourself out there and to compete with other brands and to make money. You know, it's just it's hard and rough. And sometimes I like feel down about it. But then other days I'm like on cloud nine because I'm impacting people. Mm-hmm. And with all that, I have to trust in the process of it. You know, Beyonce wasn't built in the day.
Yeah.
LDLA wasn't either. And it's just staying on the grind and knowing that all this isn't for me. All this isn't for money. All this isn't for just the business. It's for other people. It's for the impact that it's going to have.
So did you stop your full-time job in order to pursue this? And like, how were you able to do that?
So when I launched LDLA, it's a funny story because I was working full-time and I had just started the Instagram for LDLA and just kind of diving into that world, just teasing the concept. You know, it's, if you have a concept, put it on social media right away because you're building something.
Yeah.
And starting earlier rather than later is always a good idea. Then my two bosses at the time saw it and they're like, what is this? Like, they're like, it looks cool, but like, what is it? Mm-hmm. And I told them and they were like, no, don't go into fashion. Too hard. You're not going to be successful.
Wait, I didn't know this.
Yeah. And I was so disheartened by it because at the time it was a smaller business and I was running a lot of the accounts there. I was doing like 75-80% of the work that was coming out of that firm because I was a manager there. And I think part of me thinks that like they didn't want to lose me, but they had such bad things to say about like what I was going to embark on. And it was like the first time in my life where I was like, no, you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is what I feel is my purpose. And so shortly after that, I ended up quitting there, went to start LDLA. And with any business, like there's so many entrepreneurs that have to work several jobs before they are on their feet. And sometimes it takes people 5 years, maybe 7 years. And although I quit my full-time job as a publicist, I took on odd and end jobs. I got a modeling contract. I started working at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And that was another humbling experience because what I wanted because you need to make money. We live in LA where rent is close to $1,500, if not more per month. And obviously it's different in different areas of the country, but this is just something like you need to live, so you need to work.
Yeah.
And working at a restaurant allowed me to be flexible. It humbled me. It gave me insight into customer service, how to interact with people. It gave me more of a heart for people as well. And so I started working there. To this day, I still work at the restaurant. And that's something like I don't speak about much publicly, but I think people need to know that like these things, yeah, they're humbling, but they're part of the journey. Like I feel like on a scale of one to 10, LDLA is like at 2% of our full potential.
Yeah.
So I have so much more to do. I have so much more to grow as the business. And if a job like this helps me to grow that, then I'm going to do it because I'm not touching the money that comes into LDLA. I'm reinvesting it because I believe in our purpose and mission so much.
I love that. Well, yeah, I really agree that it's 2% of the way there. I feel like LDLA has so much potential. And also like the suits are so flattering and comfy and like, even the lifestyle stuff. This is how awesome Lexi is. And she takes action because I was with Alicia and we were about to have our little like group thing. There was a bunch of people over at their house.
Yeah.
And Lexi comes up to us. She's like, I've been thinking about maybe doing some lifestyle things. We're like, you really should. Thinking she'll like jump on it in like a year or so. I'm not kidding. Probably the next day. Was it the next day or like the next week? I saw actual lifestyle stuff on her site. I was like, you're insane. Actually.
Yeah. It's been cool because I wanted throughout the journey of LDLA to be very conscious and just aware of what my next step should be. And people are like, oh, let's make a second line, like it's ready. But like, I also still have inventory. So I didn't feel settled to like develop a new line. And obviously it wasn't timely with winter being here. So then I was sitting and thinking about like, what could I do to expand LDLA, make it more inclusive, all these other things. And lifestyle just like was on my heart. And I'm like, I need to do it. And so, yeah, I did it right away.
You did.
And
sis went off.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So let's jump in the polls because I feel like people got like an idea of you and like even more idea of you from the polls. Also, let me know, people that are listening to this, if you like learning more about the person and then less time about the polls, or if you like less knowing and then finding more about them through the polls. Because lately, people have been telling me they like more time for the polls.
Yeah.
But it's like, for me, polls, I'm invested in knowing the person.
Because it's interactive,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I agree. And like, I like telling the person, like, make them so you. And it's like, no one's the same. So it's like, all the polls are automatically going to be different if you make them about you. Mm-hmm. Okay, first one. Would you consider yourself confident?
I answer this yes, but it's, I feel like it's a momentary thing. Some days I'm not confident. Like, I was having a day, I think it was yesterday, the day before, and I was so down on myself about things. And honestly, I feel like it's a journey. Confidence, self-love is a journey. It is not a destination.
Yeah.
And it's just something you have to work on. And it's okay to have those days because we're human. But today I'm feeling pretty confident. I mean, I'm on your show, so.
Yeah, she is. I would say that yes. However, I find it really interesting because I feel like once I become confident about something that I'm insecure from, I find something else to be insecure about. And I feel like, especially living in LA, it's like things that I would have never been insecure about, like back in Indiana. Now it's like, oh my God, my lips, my friggin' cheekbones, my jawline, my pores, like stuff that you just don't think about or people don't care about. That is like, wait, you haven't gotten that done. Like, you know what I mean? And so I feel like it opens new doors. But also I feel like I've learned a lot about being confident from living here. And so I would say, yeah, I am primarily a pretty confident person.
Also, when you think those things, not today, Satan.
Yeah, not today, Satan. I know. 47% said yes. 53% said no.
Ooh.
I'm actually kind of shocked that it's more people said no. I was expecting more people to say yes. What do you think?
I don't know, because I feel like also on social media, you want to say the yes. You want to say the yes.
Yeah.
So I think some people just say it so that they're not the no. Because then they're like, oh, then, like if someone, you know, I don't know if people can see like who voted polls. I know you can.
I can, but no one else can.
I think people want to be confident. So sometimes they veer towards doing that rather than, or it could be the day. It's Sunday. So, you know.
That'd be interesting to try it on different days.
Yeah.
Like Friday night.
I think that would be a yes.
I feel like that would be a yes.
But like Monday morning, everyone's going to say no.
Everyone has the Sunday scaries right now. Okay.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
How often do you compare yourself to others? All the time or every once in a while?
I would say every once in a while. I'm really good at not comparing myself to others.
I would say the same every once in a while, but I feel like, again, it's weird because you think that, like for me, like growing on social media, growing my podcast, growing my brand, you think that that would make me more confident, but it actually empowers me and makes me confident in certain areas. But in certain areas that I've never felt insecure about, it like makes me feel that. So especially with like growing my brand and like watching other influencers and stuff do their thing, I feel like I'm comparing myself and my brand to others more than usual.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, oh, should I be doing this? Or, oh, should I? I'm just more aware.
Yeah. You know, in like business school, I don't know if you had to do this, but when I was in business school, I would have to do like competitor analysis.
Yeah.
I feel like for you, it's like competitor analysis.
It's like, it's good to know how your competitors are doing. You know what I mean? But at the same time,
I think you just have to be conscious of like how it's affecting you ultimately.
Agreed. Yeah. I definitely don't go to a like super negative state or anything. So 65% said all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm definitely not all the time, but that's crazy, right? I mean, it makes sense, I guess. 35% said every once in a while. Would you quit a stable job to launch your passion project?
I'm a living example of that. So yes.
You are. Would you do it again?
Like if it was LDLA, yes, I would do it again over again. But if since I've already done it once, I probably wouldn't do it into another thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's circumstantial. But probably not again after this.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything yet that I'm like, I'm so confident and passionate about that I would quit like a stable situation to do that. But I also know that I have the personality that if something came up that I was so passionate and confident in, that I would quit.
Mm.
Like, I'm the type of person that would. But I just haven't had anything that sparks my interest.
You're also the type of person that I feel like you'll go all in if you believe in it. And, like, usually the things that you believe, they are super successful. The projects you've been a part of and all these things. So I feel like that makes sense. Your answer makes sense for that.
I have to really know something's gonna work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if you know, it's gonna come to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. 46% said yes, 54% said no. These are good polls. They're so close.
I love the close ones.
I know. Would you invest your life savings into starting your own business? I feel like these are questions that would be on the Enneagram test.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, let's talk about Enneagram.
Okay.
TK is a 3.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
But you're a 3?
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Okay.
Also, because of that, I think about you and Alicia sometimes when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I need to wake up earlier to get X, Y, and Z done. But for you that don't know, you probably all don't know what Enneagram I am. I'm a 9. And I love being a 9, but I don't like mornings. And I get most of my work done between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. So
I'm the opposite. I get all my work done mostly. I have random spurts of inspiration at like 3 a.m., but typically it's in the morning or when I'm on the treadmill or in the shower or driving.
Ooh.
Those are the most.
Honestly,
or on a plane.
Some of the best ideas come when I'm working out.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your number, and then also I want to hear what you think about threes.
Ooh, okay. Number 9 is the peacemaker. So pretty much we're always on like a very steady level.
They don't like
personality.
Conflict.
We hate conflict. We'll avoid conflict. But I will say about myself, if there's injustice of any sort, I'm going to be there. So if I see something that's happening that's not right, I'm going to step up, even though I don't like conflict. But yeah, 9s are just like kind of like the friend that can get along with everyone and loves everyone so dearly. And I feel like we have a little bit of loyalists in us too, and we don't like saying no, which is something I need to work on a lot. 2020, Lexi's gonna say no more.
Your word's no.
My word
is no. Your word is no.
But threes, I think of as they're the achievers. If you need something done, you can rely on a 3 for anything, and I feel like they're also level-headed as well.
Okay. I feel like I want to research my number more because it does resonate with me, but like I haven't read any books or anything about it. If someone told you that you couldn't do it, would you? Would you stop or would you do it?
So I think most of the time I will stop.
Really?
Yes. Because the 9, I like to appease people. So I think if someone's like, don't do that, then I'll be like, okay, they're probably saying it for a good reason.
Okay.
But with LDLA, obviously, it was the opposite.
Yeah.
With my bosses, I'm like, no. Another question would be interesting. What if... if we rephrase and said, what if your mom told you you couldn't do it, would you? Because even as we're adults, like if my mom wasn't for LDLA, I probably would have reconsidered it, because although like what my mom says doesn't like always go for me.
Yeah.
She is a very sound person in my life that I like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So
dang,
there's my two cents.
I'm going to add that at the end. I would say I'd do it anyway. If I know... then I know.
It's the three in you.
Yeah. It's just, sometimes it'll fuel my fire. Yeah, tell me I can't do it, you know? You know, it also depends who it is. If it were Alicia that said, no, don't do it, I probably wouldn't. You know what I mean? There's very select few. Oh, the mom one would be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the... but
there's a gazillion times my brother and, like, even my dad and stuff, and even my mom, like, have told me no, and I still do it, and, yeah, you know, here we are.
Living life. What were the percentages with that one?
88% said do it anyway.
Oh, we got some rebels in TK's juicy polls.
Yeah, 88% said do it anyway. 12% said stop.
Okay.
See, like, I would want to date someone that chooses do it anyway. Wouldn't you?
I mean...
what would you put?
Well, I don't know. I would also want them to, like, listen to me. Like, if I'm like, if I'm like, hey, honey, like, maybe don't do that. And they do it anyway, I'd be like... that's offensive, right? I don't know. Also like the go-getters, so.
Yeah, I like a go-getter.
Currently single.
Hey, slide into our DMs, fellas. Yes. Do you feel like you've discovered your purpose? These are so deep. I love it.
Yes, I do. I think LDLA is my purpose. And I know that there's going to be more behind it to just impact people. I also feel like a lot of people haven't really found out their purpose yet. And, you know, we're so young still, mid-20s. So they have, you know, a whole lifetime to figure it out.
Completely.
And maybe we have multiple purposes throughout our life. Who knows? Oh,
I believe in that. Yeah. I feel like I don't. I haven't discovered mine. However, I do feel like I have a way greater of an idea about mine than I did, like, even a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
78% said no.
Yeah.
They don't.
Purpose might be... it would be interesting if we all lived with the thought of there's purpose in each season, too.
Where
it's like, what's your purpose this season?
Wait, I want to start living like that.
And maybe we could write down, like, what do we think our purpose is in this season? And maybe a season is, like, 3 months. Maybe it's a year. Maybe it's a two-year span.
Yeah.
But I think our lives would be so much more enriched if we thought in that way.
Yeah, so true. Social media has been blank for my self-love journey. Good or bad?
I'm going to say good. And here's why.
Same.
I choose to follow a lot of... very positive people on social media. One of my favorite ones is the Birds Papaya.
Oh,
love her. Also,
I need her on the pod.
Oh, I know. Arielle Astoria is another one. She's a spoken word poet that speaks on just self-love, worth, and that type of thing. And then also, I'm a curve model, so I follow other curve models. And just seeing them just embrace their bodies and their beauty and just who they are. Like,
yeah,
you're not defined by your body.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, there's just, I've just surrounded myself on social with so many just beautiful women inside and out that I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is inspiring to me because I can accept myself in this way.
I agree. I also think that social media has opened a whole new can of worms versus just traditional talent where it's like Victoria's Secret model on a magazine, everything's edited. Mm-hmm. Whereas like social media has opened this whole world to like not editing. And yeah, there's people the extreme that use it the bad way. But I also feel like I can relate so much more to like so many more women around the world and even guys. I feel like for me, I've used it. And yeah. I think it is a lot about who you follow. I had to get out all the people that weren't making me feel good and like start following people that like maybe they have a similar body type to me, or maybe they have a similar vibe to me, just so that I can relate to that more. Because the reality is I can't relate to, like, Emirata.
Yeah. Well, Tears goes completely different. I think that there's been so many movements towards positivity and towards realness.
Totally.
That it is becoming more of a space that can be reflected on as being self-love inspiration.
And it's funny, like... a funny, goofy, just like a you being you pick now does better on Instagram than like you looking hot like an Insta baddie.
Yeah. Do you want to hear something?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever share this. So here I am being vulnerable. I feel so weird being on social media. Like, for LDLA, great. Like, I can post things and I'm very confident about the content.
Yeah.
Personally, I like hate kind of doing videos. Like, if I post photos of myself on my stories, I'm just like, I don't know. It's like, if I'll ever like record something in my room, I did something recently where I'm like, hey guys, thanks for purchasing for Black Friday, that type of thing. And I just felt so weird about it. I'm like, why am I doing this? And I'm friends with all y'all who do like YouTube and are so just like out there with your personalities. And I think that a lot of the times I think it's a personality thing there. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm not ready to put my personality out there. I don't know. It's
also,
weird.
Though, maybe you came from PR and stuff. You brand things probably in your head. Right?
Yeah.
So like you brand your company and you see the vision, you see the brand. So it's like easier for you to post that. And like, since that's your company, that's like technically your Instagram in a way. Mm-hmm. Whereas like your personal one, it's like, how do I brand myself here?
Yeah.
Maybe you're like confused about that. Also, it's probably confusing having like a normal personal Instagram and then like this cool LDLA like branded one. It's like, where do I like find a happy medium?
Right.
Because like for me, for the longest time, it's like, do I want to be like a professional Instagrammer or do I want to be me? It's like I wanted to finally I've like just like became juicy and started posting like those things. But it's like honestly, like the polls helped me be able to like brand and just be me on Instagram. Yeah. Whereas like I feel like it's hard if you're like in the middle.
Yeah. And I think part of me is like still searching like who am I too?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like I know who LDLA is, but I'm like, who am I and how do I portray it? But what I wanna do moving forward is it's kind of putting myself back into the brand too and just like letting people see like who I am behind the brand and letting myself encourage other people because I feel like because I feel that insecurity of maybe doing a video, maybe that's the perfect opportunity to share with other people things.
Yeah. And, I think a great example of who does that is Sarah from Raw and Rebellious.
Yeah. She does it so well.
It makes it so much more personal and I'm like invested in her. I'm like, oh, if she likes that, then I want to buy
she's
that.
She's so cute on there too. She's like, this is how you layer.
She's like, hey guys.
Shout out to you, Sarah. Yeah, we love you.
I want her on the pod so bad, but I love her stuff.
That's
so
true.
I think if you make a personal connection, it's, I think you should do that more.
Back to polls. Sorry for the
53% said bad for their self-love journey. Social media has been bad for their self-love journey.
Let's change that around.
Corporate life or small business?
Small business. I have so much to say. I would rather support a small business rather than a corporation.
Got it. I love the corporate life and I thought I was going to be in it for a long time, but I think I'm a small business gal.
Mm-hmm. So much more flexibility with small business. Benefit wise, corporate.
I respect the hustle of a small business.
Yeah.
56% said small business. 9 to 5, working for someone else or 24/7 working for you?
Working for myself, 1,000,000%. I could never do another 9 to 5. Like right now, I'll work. I literally don't have time off ever.
Yeah.
And I much prefer it to when I did have the 9 to 5s.
Yeah. It's really strange for me because I do not have a normal quote unquote 9 to 5. But technically, I'm not even 9 to 5. I'm 10 to 6. It's weird because I do not have a normal one. I think if I had a normal one when I was working at big studios and stuff, I would definitely vote 24/7 because whatever. But I feel like me investing into my current job and what I do is like also investing into me.
Yeah.
I'd probably do, I guess, 24/7 for me. My job's so weird. Like I'm obsessed with it. So 58% said 24/7. Do you feel like you are in a waiting period?
Yes, I believe I am.
Really?
Yeah. Especially with LDLA, I feel like there's still so much more to do. And I feel like I'm in a period where kind of waiting and trying to cultivate opportunities.
Mm.
But I think there's a reason why. I think it's become a slower grind because I'm meant to learn things and equip myself along the way.
Got it.
And I think that period I would consider a waiting period.
Yeah. I feel like there's certain aspects in my life right now that I am in a waiting period, but certain parts of my life that I'm not.
What specifically? Men? I think you're in a waiting period for men.
Yeah.
Because she's literally the most eligible bachelorette I've ever seen in my life. And there has to be a reason why she's not in a relationship and hence waiting period.
It takes a lot for me to impress me from a guy.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
I mean, good. Like, because that's who you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
It takes so much to impress me. And like, I will not give you the time of the day if like I am not interested at all. Guys in LA rarely impress me.
Yeah.
Like very rarely.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I never like, how often do I talk about guys?
Never.
Literally.
Never. You or Alicia. I feel like never. Ashley and I are like in the back being like, guys. Because we're like, work. I know. The threes, the nines are like, guys, work-life balance. You guys are like, work.
It's not on my mind right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's certain things in like my work life, though, that are in a waiting period and some that aren't. 78% said they feel like they're in a waiting period. I feel like that makes sense.
A lot of these are so close, though. The polls.
Yeah, but 78%, I feel like a lot of people are around our age and don't really know what they want to do exactly with their life. This goes back to the purpose thing. But I think they're trying to figure that out, like finesse and work things out. Yeah. And so I feel like they feel like they're in a waiting period.
For those people, I'm going to say this. Acknowledge the blessings along the way. Because I feel like when you're in a waiting period, you're just always looking for that next thing. Mm-hmm. And it's harder to enjoy life in the moment when you feel like you're waiting.
Oh, one thing that I also want to say here is something that Michael Bostick has said on the Skinny Confidential, and I really used to feel kind of opposite about it, but what it is launch now and adjust. So like whether it's a product, it could be like a product business-wise, podcast or a brand or whatever. And I used to be the opposite. Some people would disagree. Some people are like, wait until you're ready, right? But it's like, when are you actually ever going to be ready? It's not like someone's going to be like, okay, now you're ready.
Yeah. You know? You're never ready.
Yeah. You're never ready. So
and that's you're never fully equipped either.
Yeah. That's one thing I've been trying to apply to my life. It's like, who the heck cares if the video or the podcast or the whatever is not perfect? Even if you, like, even if it's dating, if you don't think you're perfect, like, freaking launch now and adjust. Like, yeah. Train your dating muscle.
Oh, I like that.
Do you feel like you've worked so hard to get a certain job or work for a specific company and life has worked out in such a different way?
A million, trillion, gazillion percent. It's worked out a different way.
I would say me too.
When I was in college, I swore I was going to graduate, work for Deloitte the rest of my life.
Deloitte? So, 307 I'm dead. People always like, where do 307 work? I'm like, Deloitte.
We're going to get you a sponsorship from Deloitte.
As soon as a guy says they work at Deloitte, I'm listening. I'm same, like, same. I have your attention.
Okay, so my brother worked for Deloitte, and he's a 307. He's so handsome. He's married and he has a kid now. But his wife also works for Deloitte. And I just was like, wow, it's so stable. They get so many benefits. They have so many raises. I'm like, I'm smart. I'm in business school. Like, yeah. I have the connections with them through Deloitte. And didn't work for Deloitte, but...
Yeah. But we like the men from Deloitte.
Yeah, we like the men from Deloitte. So maybe I'll marry into Deloitte.
Yeah, marry into Deloitte.
See, and this is another thing. Like, I'm planning for that. Like, hypothetically, and it's probably not going to work out. I'll probably marry, you know.
I literally, like, will see a guy and I'm like, oh, I bet he works for Deloitte. Yeah. Like, you can tell the
it's
Deloitte
It's so
guys.
Attractive.
Yeah.
I love businessmen. Give me a guy in a suit. Give me a guy in
finance
a suit.
Finance the house down boot. Smart is sexy. Anyway, 55% said yes. They feel like life has worked out in a completely different way.
What I'm surprised at is that 45% worked out in the exact way that they wanted it.
I mean, it's probably middle of America who follows me. And it's like, you grow up, you go to school, you get a job at Deloitte.
I'm surprised. And like, good for you guys. Yeah. Wow. That's probably a lot less stressful.
I literally thought I was going to be a studio executive at like Warner Brothers.
I mean, life is
still
not over
could
yet.
Happen. Yeah. Still could happen, but like...
out of college, studio executive right away.
Literally. Do you feel like you'd be happier if life worked out as you planned rather than how life planned it?
I think I said no to that one. It's such a toss-up because you don't know, but I would say no because now I wouldn't have met my best friends like you and, and our whole group of girls. And that and LDLA have been the most enriching things in my life. So... my answer is no. Final answer.
No. No final answer for me too. 52% said yes. 48% said no. I thought that was a really interesting question though. Because there's some things I'm like, yeah, I wish that would have gone according to plan. Mm-hmm. But most of the things, no.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have gone well. Have you ever been catfished from a dating app? We're taking a quick little turn down the
dating world. Road. Welcome to the dating muscle. I would say... not fully catfish, but they were definitely different and shorter than I thought they'd be.
The worst.
Yeah.
I haven't been catfished, but then again, I don't go on that many, like, dating app dates.
Mm. It's probably more likely for a guy to get catfished because girls know how to, like...
Oh, I know. I honestly tell...
Tune themselves.
I tell guys, I'm like, listen, I'm way hotter on Instagram.
Really? They probably love that, though. They're probably like, okay, I love the truth.
90% said no. They haven't been catfished. 10% said yes. If you met someone on an app, would you make up a story of how you met or tell the truth?
Okay. Right now in time, if I met them, I would say I would not make up a story. I would tell the truth. But I met a guy when Tinder first came out.
Oh.
And I dated him for about 3.5 years, maybe.
Jeez.
Shout out to you, Alex. I made up a story that I met him through friends. Like, I'm just like, yeah, like, I met him because, like, friends went out to dinner and I met him that way. But now I feel like I'd be like, oh, I just met him on a dating app because it's much more acceptable than it was then. Like, that was when Tinder first came out.
Yeah.
And Tinder now is probably known as more of a, like, a hookup app. But that was more of, like, we had more of a, like, relationship.
Got it. I would tell the truth. I don't care.
Yeah.
86% said tell the truth.
Good. 86, I like that.
You believe how many people I meet just through Instagram? Like, not even just guys, but, like, girls. How many people I meet, like, in person from Instagram? I guess I've been catfished more from girls, how the way they look in person versus on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
They seem funny and cool and fun, and then you meet them in person, and you're like, you're talking to a bot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. 86% said tell the truth. That's kind of nice to know.
I love you, 86%.
Yeah. Do you think it is a good idea to time block your social life in order to be more productive, such as only answering calls and texts at a certain time?
I put this question here just because I'm pissed right now.
Okay, tell us how you really feel.
There's this gentleman that I'm talking to, and I met him on Hinge.
Ooh.
We haven't met officially in real life yet.
Love
Hinge. He owns a business. He seems really great.
Can I just say, I feel like literally every single one of my friends met their guy from Hinge.
Love that. Awesome. Recently, he's like, hey, so sorry. Like, I didn't respond. And it was just like a few hours later. He didn't respond. So it wasn't really a big deal. He's like, I met with a business consultant and I'm time blocking my life. He's like, and I'm time blocking my social life so I can only read and see notifications at certain times. And to me,
I was pissed.
Because I'm not a very needy person. But I'm also like... I'm like, why are you putting your social life on a timeline? I'm like, you're going to lose friends. Like, if he's listening to this, I'm going to be really, I'm going to be really embarrassed. But, like, you're going to lose friends. You could potentially be losing a potential relationship, too. And it's because you're time blocking. But then he's like, no, it's been really great. I'm so much more productive.
I don't like that at all. That's weird. Yeah. And I'm a planner, and, like, I have everything in my Google Calendar, but I don't have when I'm talking to my friends in my Google Calendar. That's weird as shit.
The thing is, like, I can see that, it's probably going to boost your productivity so much. Like, good for you. But also, are you going to lose friends and relationships along the way? Yes.
I just think that's stupid.
So that was just a jab to him.
Yeah. 65% said yes. It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I feel like the 65%, though, say that because they're probably constantly texting. I feel like I have a good balance of, like, texting people back for social life purposes versus work life. I feel like I have a good balance of that. But I feel like if I didn't, if I was, like, constantly talking to friends, not paying attention, not being productive, I would probably vote yes, too. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 35% said no. If they like you, you'll know. If they don't like you, you'll be confused. I added this one.
I said yes, but... when I'm in the relationship, I'm like, no. I just make up excuses for guys way too much. It's probably the 9 in me where I'm like, oh, benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I'll see you in this way. But realistically, I feel like if a guy likes you, he's going to pursue you and he's going to want to talk to you. And he's going to try not to play the games that everyone else does. I feel like I always forget, like, guys are so simple.
Yeah.
Like, if they want to do something, they're going to do it. If they don't, they're not going to do it.
I believe in this quote till the day I die. If you're confused, they don't like you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, well, he texted me at this hour and then he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Like, that's nothing. He watched my story. Like, it has nothing to do. Like, he doesn't like you. It doesn't matter if he did certain things at a certain time or whatever. If you're confused, he doesn't like you. You'll know if he likes you.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That was all of our polls.
Ooh.
Do you have any final words?
I want to leave you with this. Just try to live life moment to moment. Constantly refocus and try to love yourself. It's not easy. It's a journey, but...
What are some good practices to do to help learn to love yourself?
I think it's honestly refocusing, because we go from one thing to another and we don't focus on self. Just, yeah, just do it and like remind yourself you are worthy, you are capable, putting yourself in those I am statements and just being like, nope, this is how I'm going to live my life and this is how I'm going to live today. And if you do hear negative stuff, catch yourself and redirect that conversation. And it's honestly, it's going to brighten your life.
Yeah, it really will. It's on the mindset.
It really is.
State of mind. If you think you're beaten, you are.
Ooh.
You haven't heard Alicia and Ashley and I recite that poem?
Which one?
Oh, I literally make them remember it. And my dad literally ingrained it in my head, in my brother and I's head. It's, if you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but don't think you can, it's almost a sin, you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost, for out in this world we'll find. Success begins with the fellow's will. It's all in the state of mind.
Oh, I just got chills up my spine.
Isn't it good?
Yes.
And then it's,
I want you to.
Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. The one who wins is something, something, the one who thinks he can.
Wow. I'm going to request a voice memo from you with that exact
sentence. I'll send you, I'll post on my story when I post this podcast.
Oh, perfect. I feel like that's a good reminder to be like, you have this world of possibilities and it is your mind. It's like how you approach the day, how you see things and how you think.
So. And it's like, if you don't think you will win, then who else will? Like, you have to be the biggest fan. Anyway, with that, Lexi, where can everyone follow you and buy all of your stuff, LDLA, all of that? Pimp yourself out.
LDLA, our Instagram is at LD Los Angeles. We're at LD Los Angeles on Facebook as well. Our website is also www.ldlosangeles.com. Shop our swimmer, shop our lifestyle line. For me personally, my name is Lexi, and you can find me at Lexi Donato.
Seriously, everyone go check out her Instagram, check out her swimsuits. They are so comfy, so flattering. I'm living my best life in them. Lexi's an awesome person. It's great to support her and her small business.
Thank you.
So yeah, please go check that out. Slide into her DMs, fellas, especially if you were at Deloitte.
Yes.
And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. Without following me, you can't vote in the polls and you can't be a part of the podcast. So be sure to do that. Send me some poll ideas or guest recommendations in my DMs. I'm always talking to you guys and chatting, and I love seeing what you think. And yeah, I hope you have the best week ever. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
We love you. Bye. Peace.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.